morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a agendized item for 9:30 for fiscal year 2027 budget workshop number 2 for assessor's office. Present is Commissioner Van Beek, Commissioner Brooks. And with that, we are interested in if you have some changes to the first presentation and delineate those and go from there.
Good morning, Chairman Holton, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, being the first one and the first round, we weren't really sure what we needed to bring.
Well, what you bring is, in an ideal world, in a vacuum, what would you like to have for your department, your area? And then we collect all of those of the ideal world, and the ideal world crumbles when we know we only have $4.2 million to play with. And then yesterday we consumed 2.2 of the $4.2 million, so we have $2 million to play with spread across 56 budgets, 54 budgets. So that's the stark reality. But I think it's critically important for the public to be aware that we're not throwing money out the door, but in ideal conditions, this would be what the ask is. And then it starts coming down to reality between what the ask is and what the reality of the funds available to spread across to everybody will end up being. And so my other two commissioners can correct me if they so desire, but that to me, philosophically, we owe it to the public to say, under ideal conditions, this is how we really should be operating. And then the reality comes with 389 and everything else that's been thrown at us, $14 million that wasn't taken, and we are upside down. So then we start dealing with reality. But that's the it in a nutshell.
Okay. Thank you. So we did take a step at, originally we put in $280,000, which carried kind of a step and grade internal wage analysis for our reappraisal department. And we've pared that back to only address the eminent positions that need adjustment, which the sheet I've handed you so far, it has requested wage changes. There's 8 positions there. We'd like to change from 280 down to the 71,448.
Okay.
And then those people would be excluded from the 2.1 calculation,
right?
Essentially.
Yes, yeah.
So if we could do that, I think that helps. Maybe, I mean, it's not a lot, but it's, I think, in good faith attempts to work within what you just covered.
Sure.
We originally put in for 3 additional people, pretty much all due to growth. I mean, and they were 1 in each of our divisions. Our appraisers who go out and monitor new construction and make sure that new construction gets on the new construction roll. That helps us adjust our budget a little bit and also make sure that values are where they should be. We have 5-year cycles where we go out and update characteristics of properties, and we are sitting 85%, so we have about 15% instead of 20%, so we're a little bit ahead of schedule. Some of our appraisers do have, one has almost 9,000 accounts that he's monitoring, so that's, we shoot for
7,000, yeah.
Yeah, 7,000.
That's happening.
So some areas are growing substantially. I mean, it's easy to spot. As you drive around, you see all the new houses and stuff. We're going to pull back that request. And then I've used the calculator that Kyle provided for me for benefits, and I used the midpoint for the other two positions, and then put in the associated benefits, and that comes up to $155,000, so down from the $240,000 that we originally put in on that one.
Chairman, can I ask a couple of questions? So for clarification, I heard you mention the $280,000, and that's, I heard that in relation to the $71,448, but also in relation to the $155,96. So clarify that for me.
So the eight positions in the $71,448, those are current positions that we have that we just need to, their wage is out of whack with everybody else and what they're actually doing in the office.
Okay, and I heard you say that if that adjustment's made, then they'll be not included in the overall percent increase on that. And so the $280,000 from your first budget hearing down to today, does it take, which one?
We would put in the $71,448.
Okay.
But then I'm not sure what the other positions are going to come up to with the new plan.
Okay.
We've got a fair amount of positions that'll be the 1% instead of the 2.5 or
yeah. And then a follow-up question. Can you provide information, you're the data guy, but for comparison, how many accounts do Ada County assessors manage? I don't know.
Commissioner Van Beek, I do not know. They do things a little bit different than I'm comfortable with.
Okay.
I do know that they do have they have a high parcel load as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you start having a lot of cookie cutter subdivisions, a lot of similar households, those are easier to establish values with, but they also, we have one data modeler, they have two, which helps a lot. I don't think we've had one for three cycles now.
Two
cycles. Yeah. So that's helped substantially create efficiencies that allow appraisers to be in the field longer before they need to start establishing values. So we're trying to be as efficient as we can. They may have more, but there's things tied to that
they do a lot of on-site inspections.
Yeah. We site visit properties, and sometimes they do things a little bit differently.
Okay.
With that.
Thanks for fielding the question. No, it's fine. I think there's interest in, obviously, the fact that there's not standardization between that, but then for you to be able to provide explanation on how our office works in Canyon County for that, I think is important. At least it would be to me.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the 155, that is two new positions. One in our front office that handles PTRs and homeowners exemptions. currently, we are quickly approaching 30 days behind on turning in our PTR applications. The due date for us to turn them into the state is June 1st, and we're now the 24th, and we're still working on them, which is, they appreciate it. They're a staff of three, possibly four people over there that review the application statewide. They do appreciate the amount of effort that we go into reviewing ours. But with the amount of PTRs, and also we have a substantial amount of homeowners exemptions now that we track. I used to say we had 55,000. I think we have 65,000-67,000 homeowners exemptions that we're monitoring now. That's a big change for our team to process. So that's the one. And then our plat room handles all the deeds that come in from the recorder's office and all the new houses, name changes, all that stuff. It's just growth. We're kind of redlining that team as well. And at some point you start having errors and the errors track down throughout. But we are giving up the appraiser position for 1 year.
Comments, questions?
Did you work with HR on the new position requests on the funding and being in the middle of the scale and all of that?
We discussed that, yeah. Okay.
So we discussed that. You and HR discussed that, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just
sorry.
Get it clear on the record. That question has been answered in a few different ways across the 54 budgets, so I just needed clarity.
I guess I would add on to it, Mr. Chairman. So it doesn't really show on the paperwork here, like how are they changing grades on the increases, or are they just moving multiple steps within the grade?
They would be... So if you look at the reappraisal group, those four would be changing grades. And then we're working on a family. So right now, if you look the clerk's office, if you look at their open positions when they're trying to fill them online, they advertise court clerk 1, 2, 3, and 4. We've submitted paperwork to Marty to establish that in our front office as well and at our motor vehicle side. So the first one on the sheet would be going from the base one to the second one, so that would be a grade change as well. And then the second one down, that's just auditing within the grade. It would be just changing levels essentially. And the plat room would be also changing grades.
Chairman?
Yes.
So is there a job description then, Brian, for the breakout on those?
We've provided that to Marty.
Okay.
Director Denner, yeah.
Thank you.
I don't want to speak for her, but I believe she's been tied up working with Kyle on the... We did look at potentially reducing our cost of print assessment notices, but it came down, our bill this year was within $6,000 of what we budgeted for next year. So I don't, as fast as we're growing parcels, I don't think that we should change that one.
Nope.
Other than that, we budget fairly conservatively. The only other big ticket item is Aluminum software upgrade.
So do you think that would be spent this year, the 53,331?
Commissioner Holden, yes. Well, for fiscal year 27, yeah.
For For 27.
We wouldn't spend what we budgeted $125,000 for this year. We wouldn't spend it this year, but we would roll both of them together for next year.
Okay.
And then the treasurer's office also has the identical amount in their budget as well.
Okay. Kyle, are you tracking that? Do you have that in your notes?
I believe the assessor put that in the notes.
Okay.
When he was filling out the budget. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Where are we at with Aumentum? Should we be squirreling some money aside?
Chairman Holm, Commissioner Brooks, that's what this is for.
Which?
Isn't to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what this is for. This is to upgrade.
Which one?
Well, we budgeted $125,000 for this year, which is not going to be spent. That will be slid over to be spent with this additional budgeted for this year. So the 194.
Last line, that last capital line, Commissioner Brooks. The 684221.
Hasn't gone far enough.
So Commissioner Brooks, we're looking at funding this over a 4-year period, essentially.
Okay.
Years 2 and 3 will be the largest, and then it'll be diminishing on year 4 when it's becomes operational for us.
The assessor, how much did you say originally was the start in that first year? Was it the 250 or the 5 or
350,000
year 1, and then year 2 and 3 is where
it grows substantially. Yeah. And we're having some discussions on some alternative financing methods too. Yeah. I don't, year 1, it's not going to get us there.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah. I was expecting a bigger number, that's why. Not that I want a bigger number.
Okay.
I guess I'm good, mostly, Mr. Chairman. There's still some fuzziness on the requested wage changes, where, like, I guess some of the questions I've asked, like if it's a grade change, and then what's HR's opinion of the grade change? I mean, are you guys in alignment? Like, she agrees with all your requests, or does she agree with some of them and not all of them? And what I'm saying is I don't have anything to say one way or the other.
One of these is already done.
Which one?
The 13, PCN-013. That gentleman became a certified appraiser. And so I don't know in the original numbers if he was built in it at his prior wage. So I just don't want to be underfunded when we come next year.
Commissioner's assessor, when did that?
Just
2 weeks ago.
3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Just when.
Did we have a
blue sheet on it?
Well, we should have had a resolution with an approval.
So
it's came before it.
That was a blue. Well, this says grade change, so that.
So it was promotion. He went from a grade 11 to a grade 12.
Okay. What I would feel comfortable with is to have a small secondary meeting with this and HR in, and we go through that and make sure that we're in there. So we know. Otherwise, we're going to set a precedence that we're just taking it willy-nilly. Typically, we have HR in to discuss it.
Well, and you, Mr. Chairman, a Assessor, you made a comment like you want, like the clerk has admin 1, 2, 3, 4. So you have that presented here to go 1 to 2. Does that not exist today?
Currently, we have customer service specialist and then senior customer service specialist.
Okay, so I guess that's where I
would go. If we labeled it for today, it would go customer service specialist to senior customer service specialist.
All right, so I guess in my opinion, if we follow what we've done with other offices, then this is a bigger conversation and an actual action item to put that in place rather than just doing it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Which would happen September-ish.
Okay.
So I'm just wanting to have money in the budget at that time to be able to do that.
Okay.
Chairman, follow up?
Yes.
On your plat room, to make it consistent, are you that's what you've said. That's a little bit confusing because you have admin 1 to admin 2, then we go down to plat technician to senior plat, but you'd go plat technician 1, 2.
Well, these positions, that's the way they are today.
Right. And is your plan to make that standard so that you have those categories in the different areas?
We haven't addressed that one yet.
Okay. Yeah. I know it's moving toward that, yeah. Okay. But I agree with you, Chairman, and I think that's what Commissioner Brooks is saying, that we need a bigger discussion and a resolution to make those changes. That's how we've historically done that.
Yeah, let's do that, and then that way we can be sure that the titles that we're putting in our paperwork during the workshops and what actually is going to be are going to match. So it doesn't, to the public, it doesn't look like a switch and bait between titles and names. They just go straight through. I'm not against what you're trying to do. I'm just saying, just hearing you say that Assessor Admin 2 or Admin 1 might have a different name currently, I'd rather have that meeting in the public and we work through it in the open with HR and yourselves. And I don't care what you call them as long as it makes sense to everybody. And that's the name we go with. So believe me, we do lots of title changes. So yes.
I was just going to circle back to one of the things he said earlier. I was just waiting until you were done.
Okay, circle back.
Oh, for the one, PCN013, there is the blue sheet for it in the system. And the next time we publish salaries, which we'll do a little bit kind of like right before we kind of go to finalize the budgets again, we'll publish the positions again, and that will be included in it. Because it's in there right now. So when we republish the positions for the whole county, that'll already be in his base salary amount,
we could probably cross this one out of this list.
So when we republish, when we're getting ready to do the tentatives and all that stuff, it'll
right
go up there. I did have one other point to ask the assessor. Do you know how many people have specialty pays in your group?
3.
Okay. Do you know what those amounts are? Well, we have to look that up because this current year,
four.
We started separating those out, budgeting those out separately, those amounts.
There's...
If you know what the total was.
I think there's 6,000 and 1,7500, or 3,700 and 1,8500. Off the top of my head, I don't
think it's what it is.
I can get you that number. So, do I need to be putting that in somewhere?
Yes, there's a line for that in the salary lines.
Okay.
So, at FY26, we started delineating that. It's okay.
I don't think it was. is in my numbers, just so you know.
Well, when the salaries publish those, the salaries publishing at their base salary, so it's not including that amount.
And that's one of them.
Yes, yeah, that's why.
You're saying 13,
right?
Yeah.
That's why it triggered.
Okay.
But if you think it's, I guess at max 85,777, it probably will be lower than that, but at least we have a gauge that, a number to start with. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, and it's been flat for 4 years now.
So 29, if I put 29.5 in, that'll be the highest. Okay. So the max it would be.
Okay. Anything else? So we'll set up a time that works for you and HR, and we'll have you back. We'll review that in a reasonably short time frame, and then we'll secure those titles and names.
So I have motor vehicle, I have 15 of the same type of things, but we can just do those all in one shot.
Yeah, let's do it all in one shot, yes.
And then, so I have 24 people out there, 15 would be under that same type of change.
Change, title change.
And get whatever the 2.1 plan is.
Right.
I have one other question.
Yes.
We were discussing a piece of equipment the other day. Did you say that was already in your budget, or you were going to do it this year? That computer equipment.
Computer.
Here it was.
Nothing. Oh, are you talking about the one that was ended up being $3,700?
Yeah.
I have.
I couldn't remember if we were.
I have
about
money
this year,
in the budget for
this year
computer replacement this year.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure if we needed to do that later or do it for the next
probably
year.
Probably just swap.
Okay.
We'll see where we'll come in. I'm sure we'll try and make some savings somewhere else to.
Okay, I just want to make sure we had it.
I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but we're finally getting to upgrading our GIS software environment. Countywide, and the minimum specs for the PCs now, and with the cost of the computer equipment increasing, it was a shocker to all of us, and we have four machines that potentially may need to be upgraded, but Jacob's, our supervisor's, his is blue screening right now, so we have to get his sooner than later.
So IT's been involved with that?
Yeah.
Our part. Is the hardware going to be purchased through them?
Well, I can't order a PC.
Right. There's reasons for that. You used the word network, and there's bigger reasons on the software that IT's involved.
Cordless mouse.
Yes, yes.
I've learned my lesson. We get all of our IT equipment through them. It was what they have a Jacob upstairs too. That's what he.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm like, okay, which Jacob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Jacobs were working together.
Well, that's good. That's great. Okay. Comments, questions?
I don't have any additional at this time.
I don't think so. We didn't have. We didn't have the DMV updated one, I guess, on the calendar. So if there is an updated one, or you're just using the same one from last time?
It would have been the same one. The only changes the requested changes here would be the 110 would go down to 78,548, but that's part of the other discussion with HR. For the compensation line, sorry. And then whatever that happens with the other nine positions would be a little different.
And you didn't have any specialty pay for motor vehicle?
There might be one, but I'll have to check on that one.
Okay.
It might be like $2,500.
Okay, we'll put that in.
I guess bring it back for us to have a co-meeting with HR and also be prepared to talk about either this budget or the MV budget also at the same time after we get through the agree or the discussion on public record about the title changes and all of that. That way we don't have to schedule yet another meeting. We can, if we need to, it's agendized and we can discuss it all in one.
Yeah, I've cut everything that I feel comfortable cutting. I mean, it'd be, it's in,
yep.
We gotta see it outside of these changes right here. It's,
well, just the discussion today, we got to take out 13551 just because it's already done and we can remove it off the list. So,
yeah, and that was 10 grand or something.
Yeah.
Took my glasses off, I can't see.
13,551.
Yeah, so I mean, it's better not to double dip it. I just wanted to make sure not run out of money at the end.
Right. Yeah, I get it. All right. Are we good?
Yep. I think so.
All right. So I take the information presented under advisement. We are going to set at a date uncertain at the moment a follow up meeting. Both with this budget, with the DNB budget, and meeting with HR at the same time to review the wage changes and grade changes. So I'd make a motion for that.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there anything else in closing that you need to be aware of? Or?
We're... DMV's rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Doing a great job out there. Kimbra's here, the leader of that ship. She's got a good team out there. I'd put them up against anybody on the state.
Good. That's great to hear. All right. Anything else from a clerk?
I don't think so. I mean, the assessor has been reaching out quite a bit to discuss things, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, that helps. Makes things move smooth. All right. If nothing else, I'd make a motion. We adjourn.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned.